Hi, this is Mike Essen. I am very proud and honored to say I am endorsing Gina Sosa for Congress in the Republican candidate for District 27 in the state of Florida, previously held by Eliana Roche-Lehtinen. Gina Sosa is a Republican candidate for District 27, as I mentioned. She is a member of the Log Cabin Republicans and a member of the Republican Party in Miami. Gina, welcome to the Mike Essen Show.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on your show. But before we get into any of your questions, if I may, I want to send my heartfelt prayers and love to everyone impacted in September by all the hurricanes and in Mexico by the earthquake. So we're with you. We've been praying for you. We've been donating to everyone, and especially Puerto Rico. The logistics are terrible there. And that happens to be because it's an island surrounded by water. So my heartfelt prayers and love to everyone that's been impacted.
That's very kind of you, Gina. Thank you so much. Gina, why don't you tell us a little about your background, please?
Well, let's see, my background. I was born in what was once the military city of Colombia in Havana, Cuba. My parents were diplomats. They came to the United States December 22nd of 1958. And I then followed on June of 1959, arrived. They came as political exiles, historical political exiles. I was educated and raised in New Jersey, where I received my Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and Philosophy of Law. And when I graduated college, I came to live in Miami. And I started working in business, and I represented for 18 years a Fortune 500. I've traveled throughout domestic operations, and I traveled throughout Latin America and the Caribbean with them. I also acquired my executive MBA from Florida International University. I am now an entrepreneur and business owner, and been more involved, because once you work in the corporate world, you know, it's all about the corporate world. But I was able to get more involved in politics, if you will, but more than politics, to become an activist for human rights in Cuba and wherever oppression is, and for the LGBT community through the Log Cabin Republicans of Miami and national.
That's a resume that very few can live up to. Gina, with no experience as an elected official, why should voters support you for Congress?
Since when does since when do you have to be a politician to be qualified for Congress, especially the House of Representatives? By the Constitution, by the way, not by Gina Sosa. The Constitution is very clear. Our founding fathers were essentially clear on the House of Representatives. Legislative chamber, citizens making changes, not politicians. We're tired of career politicians. I mean, part of the issues we have today is because we have had 30 years of career politicians that have done absolutely nothing because they've gotten into the dangerous comfort zone.
Gina, you are a Cuban exile. Former President Obama, I love using those words, made considerable changes to our policies in Cuba. Which policies would you champion as a congresswoman about your former country, please?
Before I get into what I will champion, I want to just make a point here. The Obama administration has empowered the Castro regime. He empowered the Castro regime and Gaiota, the military arm of the Castro regime, not the people of Cuba. And now, presently, let's talk about the present moment, the U.S. cut 60% of the U.S. embassy staff in Cuba to stop processing passports. Why? Over 20 U.S. diplomats and their families came down with some ludicrous deceit illness. Not only the U.S. diplomats, but also Canadian diplomats, Mike. Now, to answer your questions, the first thing I would start with, let's go back in history, because everything has a past and a present and a future. In 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Then President John F. Kennedy, along with the USSR, Nikita Khrushchev, made an agreement. The U.S. cannot touch little boy Fidel Castro, cannot touch Cuba. Well, that's the first thing I will champion with my colleagues, my Republican and, I believe in bipartisanship, and my Democratic colleagues. It's the 21st century. Get rid of that agreement. You want to turn the page on Cuba, Mr. Obama, like you said? Well, we're going to turn the page on Cuba the right way. Get rid of that agreement. Let's champion a governmental infrastructure in Cuba to get free elections going, get their political parties going, and remove the dictatorship and the tyrant, the Castro regime, and all his dynasty, his successive dynasty.
From your lips to God's ears, Gina. Ileana Rose Layton has served her district for decades. I was a high school student when she was there. In a district that overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump, do you think your district wants another Republican? Please explain.
That's a great question, Mike, and I agree with you on that. Let me tell you something about that district. It's not about Republican, that's just it. It's about Americans. That district, if they don't know it yet, they have had Ileana Ross Layton in that position for a very long time. You know why? Conservatism. Because she is a true conservative. And I'll tell you why she's a true conservative, as I am. Because we believe in small government, fiscal responsibility. Let's talk about fiscal responsibility for a second. But before I get into that, how about strong military? But in fiscal responsibility, what single mother doesn't talk about fiscal responsibility? What family of 2, 3, and 4 children don't talk in their homes about fiscal responsibility? What person that's going through a change in their lifestyle doesn't talk about fiscal responsibility and equality? That's what District 27 is about. It's about American principles, American values, family values. It is a conservative district more than anything else, and a conservative will win that district.
Name Gina Sosa, I pray. Gina, there's many issues going on in the country. What are your top platform issues, please?
My top platform issue is what should be the number one issue for any country, and especially for the President of the United States of America, national security. And with national security, it's the foremost responsibility, and it's the primary threat of, number one, radical Islamic terror, number two, nuclear threats from North Korea, and number three, nuclear-capable Iran. Think about what President Reagan said once, peace through strength. We have to focus on national security. Every country does it, and we've been bombarded with radical Islamic terrorists. Call them what they are. You need to call the enemy by its name so that they can respect you and see that you are a strong leader. And that is where Trump comes in. Regardless if you like the president or not, he has shown strong leadership in the national security front, on foreign policy, on all his visits. In addition to national security, we cannot forget border security. You know, it's not about this big wall that we're going to build. No. You know what wall we need to build, Mike?
Tell me, please, my audience as well.
We need to be built a technological wall for E-Verify. We have more issues with E-Verify than anything else. We need technology for border security. We're in the 21st century, and we're lacking behind. We're behind the eight ball. Why? Because for 8 years... with all due respect, because he was my president, President Barack Obama, he led from behind. He never led from the front. And our true leader is in the front lines and leads.
Before I ask you to give out your website or any way we can help your campaign, is there anything else you'd like to say to me and my audience, please?
Yes, North Korea. Iran deal. Can I?
Be my guest, as they said, and Julian Ferry once said.
We can no longer tuck our tail between our legs amidst threats from North Korea. America needs to act in the best interest of its citizens, period. Tax-paying citizens, by the way. Our allies, China and Russia, will not stand for any attack from North Korea. China, well, right now, in the present moment, besides that China, just a few weeks ago, issued sanctions, very strong sanctions, on North Korea. Today, Tillerson, our Secretary of State, is having conversations with North Korea. And guess who talked about that?
Be my guest. Tell me.
Ambassador Nikki Haley. Ambassador Nikki Haley pointed out that at the United Nations, we have exhausted every diplomatic means. All we're asking is that Kim Jong-un need to stop with the IMBC and nuclear tests so that we can engage in conversations, and we have engaged in conversations.
Gina, I want to thank you so much for being on my program.
Can I touch on Iran?
Yes, you can.
Okay, just on Iran, because as a Cuban, to me, I mirror our fight of the Castro Holocaust similar to the Jewish Holocaust. With all due respect, Mike, I know you're Jewish.
Correct.
Iran is the world's leading sponsor of terror. And President Obama goes and gives them $2 billion into the hands of terrorists through an Iran deal. Even Secretary of State Kerry admitted that some of the money went to state-sponsored terror. The Iran deal has no proper checks on the country's nuclear power. It leaves us blind. We gave billions of dollars to Iran, a country that openly declared and is committed to annihilate our ally, the Jewish state of Israel. It is pathetic, in my opinion. And as a congresswoman, I will champion that issue as well. The Iran deal makes war more likely by providing the world's leading sponsor of terror with assets to further fund terror and their army that's committed to eliminating the West, America. Nuclear weapon aside, Iran is still in violation of international laws regarding ballistic missile testing, stealing weapons to terrorists, and supporting terrorist organizations. And my other big issue for domestic, if I may, the economy. I mean, that's what America needs right now. I mean, let's talk about the middle class, the small business. People haven't seen a raise for 30 years in this country. Then you come up with Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and now companies are forced to hire people part-time instead of full-time to go around the law, the Obamacare law, okay? So, you know, this has to stop. We need, and when we come to taxes, this country is behind the eight ball in our tax reform, and I support totally. I don't care what anybody, how they feel towards Trump. This is not about Trump. This is about America. I support wholeheartedly the tax reform initiative that he's presented. Why? We have the highest corporate income tax of any developed country. Trump's plan decreases the corporate tax from 35% to 20%, eliminates the death tax, which, in my opinion, if I earn my money and I want to leave my inheritance to whomever in my family, grandchildren, children, nieces, nephews, whoever it is, why do I leave it to them? Why am I going to leave it to the United States government? Not right. I don't think it's right. I worked it. I earned it. I should have a choice. That is America. That is freedom. Not socialism. Freedom to choose. And one more thing. Well, we won't get into the IRS. That'll be for another show.
Gina, I thank you so much for your human rights advocacy, as well as your running for Congress, as well as being on my program. Could you please tell my audience and my guests where we can find you on the web or how someone can help your campaign, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for that. We are right now developing our website, GinaSosa4Congress.com, and the 4 is the number 4, GinaSosa4Congress.com, and we will be having a donate button. We're going to be starting our fundraising campaign. We also will be throughout social media, and I thank you so much for having me on your show and giving me the opportunity, and thank you for your endorsement, Mike. That means a lot to me and my campaign.
I'm so glad to hear that. Would you be willing to come back on my show one day?
Absolutely, anytime.
I'm honored. Thank you. In closing, we heard from somebody who needs to be our next congresswoman, a human rights activist, and a true conservative. Viva Gina. This is my guest in signing off.